It's just past 5 o'clock p.m. You are listening to the Global Music Show on WXYZ Chapel Hill.
L'amiga les dynasties, Mister Mo aussi. On demande le respect pour les MC. Au féminin, pas de poté comme un cheveu. Sans ma soupe, viens voir comment je mets le feu. Comment je vais le, la foule, comment si je veux. Je te fais bouger la tête à moins de deux.
Okay, welcome to the Global Music Show. This show is a collaboration between UNC Chapel Hill Area Study Centers and WXYC Chapel Hill, 89.3 FM, UNC's student-run radio station. The Global Music Show focuses on a particular world region every month, integrating both music from this part of the world and expertise of area studies faculty. Today's broadcast is sponsored by the Center for European Studies. And our guest is Martine Antle, professor of French at UNC Chapel Hill. Martine, welcome this evening.
Thank you.
Professor Antle's teaching and research focus on cultural diversity in contemporary France, and address issues of language and nationalism, exile, immigration, nomadisms, and transculturation. This evening's program is entitled Rap and the Riots in France, and we're going to be exploring some of the recent events in France. But first, let's start with some history. Okay. Martine, could you give us a little bit of context about the French population and about immigration into France?
This is a rather large question, so I'll try to be brief. I would start by saying that probably the context of the banlieue is that of the history of segregation. And I would say that it is an economic segregation followed by what could be called an ethnic ghettoization. Maybe we should start with some statistics. We have 25 million Muslims living in Europe, and France has the largest percentage of Muslims, 5 million. That is about 8-10% of the overall population. And then another factor is that Islam has become the second largest religion in France and in Europe after Christianity. And because of that, there is a perceived threat in France of being invaded by Arabs. After the Second World War and up to the 70s, most of the Muslims living in Europe actually lived in France. And as we all know, they were coming from North Africa and from the former colonies, Algeria and Morocco in particular. And in 1974, a new law was voted in France which permitted male immigrants to bring their families to live in France with them. And actually this law instituted what has come to be known as the feminization of immigration. With the arrival of a large number of Muslim women in France, and with the growth of the second, third, and fourth generation of Muslims born and raised in France and in Europe, with the increasing immigration that also came from Turkey and from sub-Saharan Africa, and of course with the development of the new Europe and the regular influx of Muslims from other European countries, like Yugoslavia, for example, Europe is facing a new type of issues related to the integration of the Muslim population, mostly of a socio-economic nature.
Okay, well, the first song that I wanted to play sort of relates to some of these issues in France's past. The song that I want to play is called Never Again. It's by a group called Supreme NTM. And this is an album that came out in 1995 called Paris Under Bombs. The song attacks the far-right party, the National Front, which... one of the National Front candidate actually almost won the presidency in France recently. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that in 2004, I think? The song also accuses the National Front of racism and talks a little bit about discrimination. But the part that I think is really interesting is when it talks about repeating the mistakes of the past.
Yeah, and actually this is a common theme and a common thread that we're going to find in a lot of the songs, is this question of repeating the past and repeating history. Let me translate just a short passage of that song. Plus jamais ça, so never this again. No, this time no, the National Front is a lobotomy that we are accepting. You, and also you, you still have no voice, while these pigs are passing the laws, trying to divide the people with their ideas, then to amputate them, then to amputate certain elements of our past. Honor, fatherland, conquest and colonies, we already saw the results of this idiocy.
Okay, let's go ahead and listen to Never Again.
Non plus jamais ça, seulement voilà là. Il semblerait que des cadavres décaractérisés soient relevés. Tendant à prouver qu'avec facilité, les erreurs du passé peuvent se renouveler. Faire l'affaire des supporters de la croix, de faire le bras tendu en l'air, le sigle rebelle en bannière. Bomb, bomb, bang, man, shoot, moi ça double R. Avec plaisir, je les shoot dans la tête, mais ma terre nationale et ce front international et l'affront. Voilà pourquoi je fais front, fronçant les sourcils quand le nom sénile s'amuse à faire un score de 25% dans ma ville. Plus jamais ça stoppe en tout, ça stoppe en les morales. J'ai cérébral et l'embolie, vous avez compris. Vous avez saisi, ressaisissez vous. La jeunesse doit être à l'heure, au rendez-vous. Fixé, en effet, pour pisser sur la femme tricolore. Le putain d'étendard du parti des pas moi. Trop hardcore, mais j'aimerais les voir morts. Je rêve parfois de les voir en victime martyr dans un film gore. Oui, oui, vous avez compris qui je suis. Je combat ceux dérangés par les odeurs et les bruits, car on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma auquel on avait déjà répondu plus jamais ça.
Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Non, cette fois non, pas question et non.
Non.
Pas de pardon.
Non.
Ni d'indulgence.
Non.
Comme ma faction.
Non.
Acceptons de toi,
ah, mais aussi de toi.
Faut qu'ils restent sans voix. Pendant que ces pourris savent pas continuellement le droit de tenter de marcher le
ouais.
La voix, puis la voix, par la suite de
ouais.
Puis d'essayer de t'amputer certains éléments de notre passé. Alors ne laissons pas le temps
non.
Prendre les devants
non.
Ne laissons pas le temps
non.
Aller en refermant toutes les blessures de ce cas de figure qui n'en avait pas simplement l'allure,
mais qui fut
l'approche d'une idéologie de mort.
De mort. Les conquêtes et les colonies, on a déjà vu le résultat de ces conneries. Alors va-t-on continuer à se laisser manœuvrer par la haine malsaine d'un déséquilibre mental. Je vous rappelle qu'il prône la ségrégation raciale. Je vous rappelle encore que cet homme n'est pas normal, et ce depuis la déconvenue de la guerre d'Alle. Chéri qui n'a pas digéré, mais nous on s'en bat les couilles. On n'était pas là, et on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma.
Mathématiquement, c'était sûr, ce passé chargé n'a jamais ce qui est plus sûr. Pour le futur, c'est qu'on aura droit à ce même climat, à ce même climat, à ce même climat. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma.
Okay, so Martine, could you talk about what kind of issues are addressed in general in French hip-hop music?
Well, you know, in French hip-hop music, the issues that you would expect are the issues that come from a segment of the French population composed mostly of second and third generation immigrants, that is to say French citizens who feel abandoned, who feel marginalized, who feel trapped by the value of the French Republic, and who feel humiliated economically. Again, to give some statistics, I think the statistics are important. The national unemployment rate in France is about 8%, and the unemployment rate in the banlieue is as high as 40% and sometimes 50%. So hip-hop music often voices the preoccupations of the banlieue, denounces most institutions. They are anti-institution, of course, and they also denounce the repressing tactics of the police, who is mostly white.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see a lot of that in some of the songs we're going to play later.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And they denounce what they perceive to be a political void. They also have a lot of metaphors of a political void. And the failure of the French Republic to represent all of its citizens.
So, do you think that these are kind of, are these issues that have come up that hip hop has just started to address recently, or is this a recent phenomenon?
Oh no, of course not.
I see some differences between American hip hop and French hip hop. So, is this a new development?
No. Hip hop in France has a long history and was not born with the riots. No, not at all.
Okay. Well, the next thing I'd like to talk about is the riots themselves. Now that we've got a little bit of history out of the way, could you sort of give us a summary of the events or some sort of timeline about the riots?
Sure. Well. To start a summary of the events, I guess I should start by saying that the riots did not begin in October 2005. The mediatization of the riots in October 2005 is part of an electoral strategy, and it is symptomatic of how information is being manipulated and mediatized both in France and in the U.S., in Europe and in the U.S. French riots have a long history. And when I say French riots, I mean French riots involving face-to-face between the police and youth, involving burning cars. And these riots date from the late 70s in Vaux-en-Velin. We had riots in the 80s in the banlieue of Lyon, Minguette. More riots again in the 1990s, in Montauban in 1999, in Montbéliard in 2000, in Nîmes in 2003, etc., etc. And all of these riots led to burning buildings, cars, and in one case, even a shopping center. What all of these riots have in common from the early 1980s is that, and this is also the same time that French hip-hop music becomes so popular in France, is that these riots, rather than being recognized as a sign of revolt, social revolt, or injustice, have been read by the media as signs of pure or blind delinquency. So the same rhetoric was used with the last riots in October 2005, and actually the media said that the violence was blind and there was no specific social or political agenda. So we heard the same thing again. And these riots, of course, echoed the riots of the 1960s, the last time that the French Republic's legitimacy was also put into question. Yet, this being said, the 2005 riots were the largest ones. We had about 274 towns affected, 3,000 arrests, 9,000 cars burnt. I must add, though, that each year we have mini cars burnt in France, about 200, and that since the 1980s we have had about 28,000 cars burnt. So, you know, this is a common practice. The last riots, we also had about 3,000 arrests and 126 police and firefighters injured. So okay. That's a brief outline of the history of the riots from the 80s to today.
Right. Well, one of the things you said stuck with me, the sort of painting these riots as blind delinquency.
By the media.
Right.
The media does that, yeah.
Okay, well, one thing I'd like to talk about is this is sort of the same thing happening, except coming from the French political figures. I did learn that over 200 French politicians actually created a petition and signed the petition supporting legal action against seven rap groups for, at least in part, causing the riots or inciting racial hatred, which led to riots. We have music here from a couple different groups that were actually accused by these French members of parliament. And the next song I want to play is called Riots by Passy. Passy is one member of a group called Ministère Amer. This song Riots came out on an album that was released in 2000 called Genèse. Let's see. I think that we should talk about the lyrics a little bit before I play the song. Do you want to go ahead and read some of these lyrics, the translation?
Oh, sure. Maybe I can read the
I'll last. Go ahead and start, and you can finish.
Maybe I can read the last paragraph, because
right.
What I find interesting in Passy, it is true that it is a group that's advocating violence, but yet, at the same time, they are very much aware of how they are being represented in the media, and they are also aware of the fact that their riots will be silenced and forgotten, and no real change will result from these riots. Do you want me to read a little part of the lyrics now or later?
Sure. Go ahead and start with the beginning paragraph, and maybe we could just skip
one line that I find interesting, and it gives the flavor of the type of violent language. And they say, we are going to destroy everything, explode the bank and the bakery next door. And we know the bakery is very important in France as a, space. And if the army shows up, it's nothing. And if there are sprained stones, comas, bruises, and wounded, and if they fire in the towns and fire in the cities, and if you see civilians bleeding, and if there is firing in the crowd, it is just a night of riots when the devil rejoices. 2 days in the news, and afterwards nothing. So I think that last sentence to me shows how self-aware they are that their riots are not going to bring any social change. 2 days in the news, and afterwards nothing.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's also interesting that at the same time as they kind of end the song, like that was the last line of the song, so obviously it's a major point that they're trying to make, 2 days in the news and afterwards nothing. But at the same time, during the song, it seems the lyrics are just so powerful, and they almost describe to a T the riots that happened in 2005. For example, they say, if everything's closed down and those streets and cars are in flames and your citizens have nothing to lose, later they say, a punch in the face from the underclasses of the Republic. There's a battlefield on the Champs-Élysées. It's sort of almost predictive. Do you think that...
I don't know if I will agree with that, because, as I said, when you asked me the question about the context of the riots have really started in the late 70s. So those preoccupations, I think, have been, part of those, protestations for a long time. So I think it would be too easy to say that. I mean, they were precursors of some of the ideas of the recent riots, probably. But the riots started, 20 years earlier.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and listen to this song. This is Riots by Passy.
Dans la rue, l'humeur est sale.
C'est rien.
De la rue montent les rumeurs.
Ça va pas bien loin.
Si les casques bleus calent,
c'est rien.
Si c'est chaud sur l'asphalte,
c'est rien.
On passe
tes barricades, on pète tes barrières, on a la barre, on déraisonne et on craint plus personne. Toi ta peine est renfort, la rage du renfort. Sonne ta retraite, c'est ton heure qui sonne. Insensible aux propagandes, les mecs qui glandent, ceux-ci bandent hélas, et veulent tout péter en bande, comme dans un James Bond ou un Banderas. Là t'as pas de télécommande, donc on nique ta. En force, en foule désordre.
C'est rien, c'est rien.
Pour toi on a une corde.
C'est rien, c'est rien.
Tu nous verras à l'antenne, déraciner ton chaîne. On va changer les programmes sur ta première chaîne. C'est rien, c'est rien. Ça va pas bien loin. C'est rien, c'est rien. L'air est impur, les règles n'existent plus. La foule a compris et ça n'hésite plus. Le bien ou le mal, mais là c'est pas le bien qui triomphe. L'instinct a fait un triomphe et un cri en fausse. Si l'émeute s'étend,
c'est rien, c'est rien.
Et si c'est inquiétant,
ça va pas bien loin.
Si tout est fermé, les rues et les voitures enflammées, et ta citoyenneté, on en a rien à glander. Les gens des halls me comprennent, c'est dans Hollis que j'aime. Ils disent qu'il y a trop de haine qui coule dans mes veines. Un peuple héroïque face à un pouvoir égoïste. Un coup de gueule des sous-classes de la République. Ça chante bataille sur les Champs-Élysées. Le diable vient pisser sur la rue de la paix. On lâche pas le contrôle,
c'est rien, c'est rien.
Sur la lisière de l'émeute, subit la haine de la meute. C'est rien, c'est rien. Ça va pas bien loin. C'est rien, c'est rien. Si ça pue et qu'ils le sentent,
c'est rien, c'est rien.
Si la tension est oppressante,
ça va pas bien loin.
S'il y a plus de respect, plus de cadet, plus de gradé. Et que tous vos conseils, on en a rien à péter. On va tout dégrader, la banque va sauter, la boulangerie d'à côté. On fout le feu chez le voisin, histoire de se venger. S'il y a des buts cassés,
c'est rien, c'est rien.
Si on vient tout plier,
ça va pas bien loin.
Si le maire s'est sauvé,
c'est rien, c'est rien.
Et même s'il y a l'armée,
c'est rien, c'est rien.
S'il y a des gènes pavés, des comas, des hématomes, des blessés, des décès,
si ton pays est stressé.
S'il y a le feu au village, s'il y a le feu dans la ville, si tu vois saigner les civils, si ça tire dans l'entourage, c'est juste une nuit d'émeute où le diable jubile. Deux jours aux infos, après on est tranquille. C'est rien, c'est rien. Ça va pas bien loin.
Obviously, that's a really powerful song. I'm going to move on now and ask you a question about, again, about sort of the politics of these riots. Who is Nicolas Sarkozy, and what role does he play in this?
In this situation of the riots?
In what happened, yeah.
Well, Nicolas Sarkozy is the French Minister of Interior, and he's very greedy. He's preparing himself for the next elections, and what he really wants is to get into l'Élysée. And so he's cultivating a what I would call a rhetoric of homeland security. In French, it's called la rhétorique sécuritaire, which of course is very, very well received in France right now, because of course French people, like many other Western nations, are afraid of global terrorism. So Sarkozy, Mr. Sarkozy, pledged for what he called zero tolerance to the rioters, and he added that he was going to clean these scums. I quote his language, scums, which is racaille in French, scums, yeah. And he was going to clean them with a karcher. And the karcher is, I guess, what you would call in the States a high pressure cleaning system with water. It's a system for cleaning hard surfaces with water blasting. So, in response to your question, Sarkozy's rhetoric of cleansing is self-explanatory, and also finds its place in the history of France and of the extreme right, of course. And it's obvious that Mr. Sarkozy is not interested in engaging in a dialogue with the rioters of with the population concerned. And so, if it is true that on one hand the rioters were violent, it is equally true that Mr. Sarkozy also played a role in calling them scums and telling them that he was going to cleanse them.
Right. I guess even though that happened afterwards, it's sort of indicative of something that may have actually led to the rioting.
I don't know if I will go that far, but I would say that he played a role from the beginning of the riots in refusing to engage in the dialogue with the rioters, which would have been the best thing. And also something that hasn't been covered by the media, unfortunately, was the grassroots associations. There have been a lot of grassroots associations and organizations who were in the banlieue and who took action and who slept in schools to protect their locales and who tried to calm them down, to calm the rioters down, to cool them down. And it was very unfortunate that while this was going on in the banlieue, at the same time Mr. Sarkozy was using this kind of rhetoric.
Right. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and move on and talk a little bit about one of the rappers who is accused specifically. Specifically, one of his songs was sort of named in this legal action against musicians. His name is Mr. R, or Monsieur R. And the song that sort of sparked a lot of controversy is called, it's called France, spelled F-R-A-N-S-S-E, with the S's in capitals, and it's obviously a reference to the German Nazi SS.
And it's politically incorrect. Is that the name of the album?
Right. Yeah. It's politically incorrect, only spelled with a few K's. but basically politically incorrect. And so the lyrics of this song talk about physically violating a sort of personified female France, and the song violently sort of trashes historical heroes of the country, like General Charles de Gaulle, Napoleon, etc. So I thought that it'd be interesting, you know, you asked me before the show to kind of explore what these groups, how they responded to the accusations. And I think that some of these responses I found from Mr. R are actually really interesting. And he's sort of become, from what I gathered when I was researching, he's sort of become the spokesman for you know, the not only the accused musicians, but sort of a free speech.
Yeah, what's interesting about Monsieur R is that he has two platforms, and I wish he would drop one. The first one is, of course, being a hip hop singer, and as you just said, he's using a lot of violent images, and his music is really provocative, and probably deserves some of the criticism that he received. But then at the same time, he has this other political agenda in which he's a political activist, and where he's also presenting very sound ideas. And I think the song that you're going to play, it's a very short song, will present more his second platform when he's expressing some political ideas and is not, you know, he doesn't have any recourse to violent images and things like that.
Right. Let me read some of these responses. He says, "There are plenty of songs that are part of this country's artistic heritage and every bit as violently anti-France, and nobody complains. What the politicians," these are different quotes, "what the politicians don't understand is that music and songs are the only weapon we have to change reality. We don't have a better way to protest, and I want to believe that I'm living in a democratic country where freedom of speech and artistic expression are basic rights. It's not our fault that the percentage of unemployed in the suburbs is over 40%. It isn't rap music that slams the telephone down on job seekers with university degrees, only because their name is Mohammed or because they are not white." Let's see. Let's go ahead and listen to the track I have from Monsieur Air's album. This is actually not his voice. It's sort of an interlude on the album, but I thought it was interesting. We can talk about it afterwards. It's called Interlude Antisocial 05, Interlude Antisocial Interlude 05.
Antisocial 00, Antisocial 05, 25 ans après, 25 ans après. 25 ans après, il y a eu plus de guerre froide, mais deux guerres chaudes, deux guerres dans le Golfe, deux guerres en Irak, avec 500 000 enfants qui crèvent de faim à cause d'un embargo dégueulasse qui a duré pendant des années et des années. 25 ans après, il y a eu deux intifadas avec des jeunes qui jetaient des pierres contre des tanks il y a quelques années, qui aujourd'hui se transforment en kamikaze, avec un monde qui devient de plus en plus dingue. 25 ans après, Nelson Mandela a été libéré, mais Mumia Abu Jamal, il est toujours en prison. De antisocial 00 à antisocial 05, il y a eu 25 ans. Et 25 ans après, il y a 5 millions de chômeurs maintenant, si on prend les vrais chiffres en France. Alors qu'en 1980, il n'y avait même pas un million. 25 ans après, Le Pen fait 20%, alors qu'avant 1980, il n'y avait même pas un million. 25 ans après, il y a eu des dizaines de babillards. Il y a eu Mohamed, il y a eu Thibaut. Et puis il y en a eu beaucoup d'autres, il y a eu Macomé, et on se retrouve 25 ans après, bah avec une société qui faut changer. Voilà, tout simplement. Alors, bah 25 ans après, moi je vous dis, il faut s'engager, il faut se relever, il faut relever la tête. Voilà, c'était d'actualité il y a 25 ans, il faut que ça soit encore plus d'actualité aujourd'hui. Plus d'actualité parce qu'il y a 25 fois plus de raisons d'être révolté aujourd'hui qu'au moment où Antisocial 00 est aussi plus d'actualité.
Okay, Martine. So, could you tell us a little bit about this song and who's speaking and what he's talking about?
Well, I really like this piece. I have to say that it's a very moving piece for me. I assume that Olivier Besancenot was born in 1974, so he's about how old is he now? He's about 30 years old. 28 years old, and he wrote this song. Do you know the date of that song? Do you know when it's?
Yes, it is on the Politically Incorrect album, so it just came out last year.
But is what he's doing in this song, he's doing an assessment of the last 25 years, which correspond more or less to the 25 years of his life. And I think it's quite indicative of how this generation of this hip-hop generation in France and this generation of rioters from the French banlieue, how they feel and how they see their world. And what I found extremely interesting is that in this particular song, but in other songs too, they know how to move from global issues to local, national French issues. So they do have a vision of the world, and then within that vision of the world, they frame their vision of France. This particular piece, 25 years later, is looking at the different political events that have marked the 25 years, and I will translate literally from his song. He says 25 years later, we have seen the end of a cold war, but we have seen two warm, hot wars, the Gulf Wars, with 500,000 children starving. We have seen many incidents in France, racial incidents, with kids, youth being killed by the police. And very interesting, he gives two names, Mohamed, of course, which is an Arabic name, and Thibaut, which is a typical French name. He also makes an assessment of the unemployment situation, which went from under a million to 8 million. Also he talks about children who learn how to throw stones on the tanks, and who later on had no other recourse and becoming jihad. So this is a very poignant song, a very strong statement about how he sees the world and how the youth, the young people today in France, who are listening to this kind of music, what kind of ideas and you know what their vision of the world is about.
Mm-hmm. I also thought it was really interesting that not only is this kind of material sort of an interlude in a very commercially successful and sort of commercial hip hop album, but I mean this is a French politician who's very left wing and very well known for his opinions, and I thought it was interesting that sort of material would just show up on an album like this. I guess we can move on. The next thing I wanted to talk about was sort of the issue of discrimination more specifically, and the song that illustrates that really well is called Faced with the Police, or sort of Confronted with the Police, I guess would be also a translation. It's by a group called The Princes of the City. That's the name of the album, The Princes of the City. The group is 113. who's sort of a nebulous collective of rappers, I guess. This song that we're going to hear, it's sort of takes a narrative format and gets a little more personal, and uses this personal narrative to talk about, you know, issues of discrimination and of racism and police brutality and things like that that certainly were related to the riots. Let me read the first paragraph. The translation goes, you know the tune, boy, bad boy, blacks and Arabs, actions then arrests. Altercations, humiliations, they're putting on the pressure. They say we're in violation and they conduct interrogations. They talk about immigration and ask me if I vote in the elections. I say I have no selection. I cry out loud, it's not my nation. I don't know. Does that say anything to you, Martine?
Well, it's very interesting, the fact that they talk about the elections, because during the riots, of course, some groups, you know, were in favor of the riots and some of them used the riots to convey their violent messages. But there are also some other French hip-hop groups that addressed the youth in a different way and said, you know, this is not a good way. Violence is not a good recourse to the problems that you have. Take your election card. We have an election card in France. So take your election card and vote and be active on the, you know, electoral scene. So this is what's so interesting here, that there is a refusal of voting when he says, and ask me if I vote in the elections, I have no selection. Mm-hmm. So he's refusing any kind of parties that are available right now mm-hmm. in France. And I cry out loud, it is not my nation. And of course, we have translated this in proper English. It's much more graphic and vulgar in slang, the way that he says, it is not my nation,
right.
in French.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and play this song, and I think even not having translated the whole song or understanding the lyrics, it's pretty easy to sense what the song is about, especially because it uses this narrative format, and there are these interludes that are sort of police radio. So let's go ahead and listen to Faced with the Police.
Face à la police, le rendre hors de question. Face à la police, le rendre hors de question. Tu connais la chanson, garçon, mauvais garçon, noir et arabe, action, puis arrestation, altercation, humiliation, mais la pression nous dit qu'on en a fraction, direct des explications, parle d'immigration, il demande si je vote aux élections, j'ai pas de sélection, je crie tout haut, je baisse votation, provocation, et mis en fonction, leur écusson, suivez-nous les garçons, c'est le début de la détention, dans la cellule, animation à 5, cohabitation, le chef vient nous guetter, tentative d'intimidation, la cause de l'arrestation, un joint de ma confection, selon la tradition, du popo, munition, 12 grammes en ma possession. Oui, commence les questions. Citation classique, Poucave, c'est pas ma profession. J'en dis que c'est ma conso, direct comparution. Devant la barre, à mon égard, libération.
Bon, l'air lâche là, mais à la première occasion, on les épingle là.
Après l'excursion, on se rafraîchit d'une fraîche boisson. Et comme discussion, la police et leur sanction. En voiture à fond, un bon son, association. Les keufs sont au feu rouge, attention, disparition. Face à la police, me rendre hors de question.
Uniforme bleu.
Depuis tout petit, nous haïssons. Produits stupéfiants, et peu bons comme protection. Faut qu'on fasse la malle, on remballe et on leur pète leur fion.
Il faut que tu saches, y'a pas d'action sans mauvais garçon. Pas de mauvais garçon, sans sanction. Si ça se barre en punition, c'est pour une leçon, garçon. J'assure, attention, y'a pas mille façons. Il faut que tu saches, y'a pas d'action sans mauvais garçon. Pas de mauvais garçon, sans sanction. Si ça se barre en punition, c'est pour une leçon, garçon. J'assure, attention, y'a pas mille façons.
Bon là, on se dirige vers la cité Camille Groote, là. Apparemment, il y a du bordel, là. Donc on va régler ça, terminé.
Minuit, les rues sombres sont laissées aux bandits. Ouais, ouais. C'est aussi qu'à cette heure-ci que les keufs cherchent les ennuis. 309 bleu nuit, débarque dans le hall sans faire de bruit. 3 inspecteurs, on est 10. En plus des nazis, ils nous ont pas fouillés. C'est bizarre, ça sent le roussi. Commence à nous parler, son haleine. Plus le whisky, se laisse emporter. Se plaint que son fils, une de te chie. Bah, ouais. L'un d'entre eux, qu'un dealer vendait ici. Ça m'étonne pas, c'est bien les réactions d'un fils de képi. En plus on s'en bat les couilles, il a pas de preuve, pas poursuivi. Je rentre à la baraque, à 4 du mat. Ma nuit, rêver du dernier que j'ai récemment acquis.
trois heures après, un bruit de fond dans la sonnerie. Oh merde, un troupeau de chef et je suis même pas sorti de mon lit. Culotte au poignet, la situation s'est repartie. Après perquisition, séjour au commissariat de Vitry.
On a interpellé les suspects, c'est bon, on peut les emmener dans les locaux.
Faut pas qu'il y ait une bavure
dans la ville, ça va péter.
La cité,
on va retardement,
je crois que ça va tester.
Du stagiaire au commissaire,
tous détestés.
De freine à la santé,
un bonhomme,
on va résister à la moindre occasion.
Dès que tu le peux,
faut les baiser.
Ils veulent stopper les pauvres,
prennent l'oseille des plus aisés.
L'honneur est en jeu,
prends tes couilles,
faut pas hésiter, on est de mauvaise humeur.
Les troupes d'élite sont excitées.
Tu saches, y'a pas d'action sans mauvais garçon.
Y'a pas
de mauvais garçon sans sanction. Si ça se barre en punition, c'est pour une leçon, garçon.
Ouais.
Je t'assure, attention, y'a pas mille façons. Il faut que tu saches, y'a pas d'action sans mauvais garçon.
Y'a pas
de mauvais garçon sans sanction.
Ouais.
Si ça se barre en punition, c'est pour une leçon, garçon.
Ouais.
Je t'assure, attention, y'a pas mille façons.
Ouais, je te le dis, c'est speed, à fond.
Si ça se barre en punition, pas les couilles des forces qui représentent l'ordre en France. Si ça se barre en punition, pas les couilles des forces qui représentent l'ordre en France. Si ça se barre en punition, pas les couilles des forces qui représentent l'ordre en France. Si ça se barre en punition, pas les couilles des forces qui représentent l'ordre en France.
Je te le dis, c'est à mort.
Okay, Martin, we should keep it going. I like this sort of technique of just sort of using a song to talk about something. So I'm going to go right to the next song. This one is by a group called KDD, or KDD. The song is called Another Color for the Flag. It comes off of their album of the same name, which was released in the year 2000. But let's see. Do you want to go ahead and talk about the lyrics and the significance of them?
Yeah. Another Color for the Flag. This song is a extremely clever, smart rewriting of La Marseillaise, and a very, very interesting rewriting of La Marseillaise, which is strongly suggesting that the French Constitution has to be rewritten, well, and so consequently the French national anthem has to be rewritten
right.
as well.
So, just to clarify a little bit, La Marseillaise, it's the French national anthem,
yeah.
and it's been
Allons enfants de la patrie,
right.
It's
very old, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And so this song expresses the fact that the French Constitution has to be rewritten mm-hmm. and adapted to the changes that have taken place in France in the last 25 years. So it's a very, very close rewriting of the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
They make allusions to the five republics, to the three Napoleons, to the one democracy, to the 3 million strangers who are parked in France. So it has some, you know, more general political ideas. But if you look at the text closely, it is a rewriting of La Marseillaise. The refrain, for example, "Let us go, children of the fatherland and of immigrants. Our day of glory has arrived. For those who begin to cry out, another color for the flag, another color for the flag. Against us stands tyranny. We must blast it," and et cetera, et cetera. And mm-hmm. it's very cleverly done.
So you think that the phrase and the title Another Color for the Flag and this, you know, sort of transformation of the national anthem, that sort of translates for you, that translates into the need to sort of that what's in place right now isn't working?
Right. And, you know, they have a point. The French Constitution, the Republic, might be outdated in that it is not adapted to the current situation in France today. It doesn't take in consideration many aspects. And in French, if you look at the French, the two first lines of the song, the refrain, Allons enfants de la patrie et de rapatrier, le jour de gloire est arrivé, that comes directly from La Marseillaise. So mm-hmm. they adapt it, and that's the message, that the Constitution has to be adapted. And as I said earlier in the show, they want to be part of that nation and of that republic, and they don't feel that they belong, even though they have been French for two or three generations.
Right. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to this song. This is Another Color for the Flag.
Another Venu France, de ma rue j'ai de belles vues. Et t'auras d'autres plans d'eau, crâne d'arrêt pour en extraire le but. La belle sape, bon goût le sud, les poils ont bagou. Les mafieux du Var, le verre de trop les poilus. De guerre mondiale, un titre de champion collabo. Un maréchal et six fiches, œil de verre et poireaux. Les soldats disparus, les tirailleurs inconnus. Les partis politiques aux proxes, aux gauches, droite, libéraux. Une révolution, les droits de l'homme, plein de pognon. Un hologramme à Matignon, peine fous les poignées de main. Cinq républiques, trois Napoléons. Une démocratie, 3 millions d'étrangers parqués dans une poignée de main. Une France symbolique, un flic, un flec, des vies symboliques. Un sous-sol plein d'espoir, un social symbolique. Un arabe au trésor, 2600 au cachot. Donc, une couleur de plus au drapeau. Allons enfants de la patrie et de rapatrier. Le jour de gloire est arrivé pour ceux qui se mettent à crier.
Une couleur de plus au drapeau. Une couleur de plus au drapeau.
Contre l'eau de la tyrannie, faut consentir mon gadjo. L'étendard sanglant se lève pour stopper le sanglot.
Une couleur de plus au drapeau. Une couleur de plus au drapeau.
Je prends les armes, faut que tout crame, stop on drame, frappe fort, que des flammes, ma cadame, faut qu'on le crame, se révolter sans état d'âme, baïonner tous ces infâmes, libérer la liberté, imposer ce que l'on clame.
Finister.
Soyons hostiles sur la Bastille, patrie, insoumis aux prises de la Bastille, bataillon vêtu d'aillon, assoiffé de médaillons, aucune faille sur le maillon, mouillons le maillot de la rébellion, en avant sur le front, fonce, peuple du béton,
la fin doit te porter jusqu'aux portes
de l'émancipation, brise les chaînes du silence, donne sens à ta vie, sacrifice sans regretter,
bâti pour ta descendance,
bats-toi pour ta France, celle qui s'en bat les couilles, brandit le drapeau, représente sous le son des corps. Trop de cœurs sont tombés, trop de corps ont flambé. Bats-toi pour les tiens et va de l'avant sans trembler.
Allons enfants de la patrie et de rapatrier. Le jour de gloire est arrivé pour ceux qui se mettent à crier.
Une couleur de plus au drapeau. Une couleur de plus au drapeau.
Contre l'eau de la tyrannie, faut consentir mon gadjo. L'étendard sanglant se lève pour stopper le sanglot.
Une couleur de plus au drapeau.
Well, along with this rewriting of La Marseillaise, I'm sure that, Bryce, that you have noticed that the scratching effects on the song also mimic a little bit the sound of the old cannons, maybe, you know, of the French Revolution.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we're going to do something a little different now. We have here a letter that's actually a personal letter that was written to me, but I decided that we talked about it, and it's very relevant to the show and the kinds of things that we're talking about tonight. This is a letter from a friend of mine who she lives in Montpellier, France, and she is French, and so I'm going to get Martine to read the letter in French, and I'm going to read the letter in English. Let's see. I guess I'll just let it speak for itself, since I think it's very intelligent, very well written, which is part of the reason that I think it was worth using. So, go ahead, Martine.
Tu m'as fait beaucoup rire en me parlant des émeutes des banlieues.
You made me laugh when you wrote about the riots. Yet another example of how we're manipulated by the information. The foreign media completely exaggerated this whole thing. Here's what happened. Two kids from Clichy-sous-Bois, a suburb of Paris, they fled from the police officers for reasons that are unclear. Fear of an identity check, police brutality, we don't know. We don't know because they hid themselves in a high-voltage electricity unit and they were killed by electrocution. From that point, the friends from Clichy decided to get revenge by provoking the police and setting fire to cars. The movement gained force because other young people from other rough suburbs felt like a part of this cause, and they burned vehicles, businesses, schools, gymnasiums, etc. But contrary to what the international media said, it only took place in the suburbs of huge cities like Paris, Toulouse, Lyon, not even Marseille. Here in Montpellier, there were only two or three cars burned outside the city. And furthermore, I read in the news that that the police had only arrested one guy, completely drunk, who was trying to set fire to a car, taking advantage of a situation to take revenge on his neighbor, who had stolen his parking space. You must know that all the inhabitants of these places were against what was happening, and that the vandals were mostly minors. People even slept in schools and businesses to keep them from being torched. In numbers, there were three or four schools burned, one or two gyms, five or six businesses, and around 2,000 cars, not to mention public trash cans. There were only 12 affected areas, while the other 99% of France was untroubled, and personally, I didn't see anything other than what was shown on television. So when we heard, for example, that German or Japanese tourists canceled their trips to Paris, it seemed completely idiotic. The violence that happened was completely elsewhere. Afterward, of course, Sarkozy reacted like a jerk. But that's to be expected, since he is one. The most shocking is that the French media acted as if suddenly we were discovering the misery of certain areas and the problems of the immigrant population. Yet we know very well what's happening, since it's us. It's our society of money and of exclusion that puts them in this distress. There it is, my little explanation. Okay, Martine, I've got your volume back up. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about what she has to say?
Well, first, I must say it's very special to have a hand manuscript letter. I haven't received one in a long time in the times of email. So this is very special, and thank you for sharing it with us. Yes, I think a letter, you know, is very representative of how probably many French citizens who were not involved in the riots and not living in the banlieue feel. And they went on with normal lives and you know, they're watching TVs like we were here. But they are very much aware that the riots were not a new event. And she's very much aware of the history of the riots, mm-hmm. and also of the manipulation and of Sarkozy's role in those riots.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was also interesting just to sort of provide a very specific, very personal point of view from someone who was there and is obviously, you know, very sort of opinionated and I get the impression that she's very informed about what happened. Okay, let's move on, and we're going to talk about one last song. This song is called Rashid System. The song is by an artist who goes by Rim K. He's from the group 113, and I think actually the last song that we listened to, Face with the Police, was actually by 113. Excuse me. But this is Rim K on his own. It's a solo album that he put out entitled L'Enfant du Pays, I guess Child of the Country, or...
Yeah, of the Homeland.
Child of the Homeland. It's featuring the artist Cheba Zahuena. Zahuania, who I think is a pretty well-known Rai artist.
Yeah, and actually this is an interesting fusion of French hip-hop and Rai music. Mm-hmm. And actually the refrain of that song will be in Arabic, and it's a dialect of Algerian language, of Algerian Arabic language.
Right. Let me go ahead and read the first paragraph, or the first lyrics. He says, we never give up hope. Algeria is our mother. She is the land of my father and mother, and it's the sun that lights our way. And later he sort of more of the content of the song, that's just sort of like a building up, a beginning. In the content of the song, there's a couple lines that struck me. He's again talking about, I think the term Rashid system, the title of the song, is sort of referring to a system that that's got some deep-seated problems like racism and discrimination. He says taking blows and getting back up, but sometimes it's fatal. Yeah. It never stops ringing like the Intifada.
Yeah, but also interesting is that when the Rai fuses with French hip hop, the notion of the homeland appears, and which is something which was absolutely absent from the French hip hop from the banlieue, because they don't have a homeland. They are French, and they've been French for several generations. Only once it fusing with Rai music that this image appears of the homeland.
Okay, let's go ahead and listen to the song Rashid System.
Garde toujours l'espoir, l'Algérie c'est notre honneur. Elle est la terre de mon père et ma mère, et c'est le soleil qui nous éclaire.
M'aurait bien vu à la place, Rachid Arabe. On ramenait jamais ce qu'on volait à la baraque, par peur de faire marave. Débrouillard, plus tout jeune, un gosse du Rachid System. Beurre et conscient de son potentiel. En France, si facile se retrouver au Hebs. Halafik, on tremble dans des coups, des trafics. Je suis toujours un petit reflé, toujours à l'affût, vicieux d'El Spa. La débrouillardiste ça, c'est le coup de grippe, Rachid System. Pour ceux qui ont pas froid aux yeux, les adeptes extrêmes qui tentent de faire recette, se mangent des coups, se relèvent. Et parfois c'est fatal, ça semble interminable comme l'intifada. Avec les moyens du bord dans tous les domaines, on a la hache, t'as les draps. Et si on tourne au vert aux critiques, photo, aussi vrai que j'aime mon pays et que rien le vaut, c'est l'âge du système, gros. C'est Rachid System, mon pote. On ramène du hardball, on se respecte. Change de chaîne, quand y'a une scène hot, feu tard. Rachid System, on met en BM sous les routes, car bosser du bled. C'est ça le Rachid System, de cette poignée d'incompris. Les traditions ancrées dans le cœur, dans le crâne. Les empreintes de mon bled m'imprègnent. La chaleur émane du sol, je reste relié avec les zincs par taxiphone. Dédié aux vendeurs à la sauvette, au tchèque où on roule encore en soleil. Pensez aux frérots au Moyen-Orient qui grandissent sous le bruit des requêtes. Enquête, encore plus de fois, faire honneur à la famille, c'est ce qu'on a en tête. Sans souci d'un regard des gens, on avance sans se plaindre. Des fois par nécessité, enfreint les lois pour ceux qui croyaient trouver une terre d'accueil. Du port de Marseille jusqu'à Vitry, le Rachid System.
Okay, it's about 6 p.m. You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill, and I think that does it for the Global Music Show for February. Martine, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Antisocial 05.
Let's see, the next show, the Global Music Show is the last Friday of every month from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., which means that our next broadcast will be on March 31st. That show will focus on the music of contemporary China. With host Donald Brown and guest Thomas Martineau. Thomas Martineau is the Associate Director of the Carolina Asia Center. Once again, thanks for listening to the Global Music Program.
Comme Charlie Mingus, on vivait dans une petite maison. Elle était pas dans la prairie, mais près d'une prison. La cité d'à côté, chacun veut être un parrain. Sous parrain, et c'est pas pur politicien. Bastion de délinquant, col blanc descendant. Pour certains collabos, magouille avec ton argent. Donc mafieux pour mafieux, j'ai choisi le camp. C'est ceux qui font manger la famille, c'est les grands. Qui font ce qu'il y a à faire pour éloigner la misère. Contrairement à ce qu'on croit, c'est pas dans leur viscère. Quand la vie te sert la ceinture, t'as rien, t'as le néant. Qui te sert à gémant comme un serveur fainéant. Faut te viscère en ayant aucun autre choix. Moi je le dis, si c'est en aucun aura ma voix. Si c'est en vain que je l'élève, eh ben chaque fois qu'elles soient encore plus saillantes qu'un katana. Ma petite maison dans la cité. Ma petite maison dans la cité.
Ils ont payé en trimé.
Dame, dilam, dame.
Et du lest.
Tous les gosses du quartier qui fait d'être dans un papa. Ça faisait la différence, ils traînaient pas dans les caves. Ça guait pas sur les trams, tapait pas dans le grave. Tapait pas sur des crânes, car c'est cool, genre grave. Ouais, cool, si cool que les traites à payer de cool. C'est si cool qu'un six coups sur ta tête en cagoule. Ça te foutrait même pas les boules.
Ça te fout même pas les boules.
Tu payes pour tes gosses, c'est du gazon le week-end. Tu payes ton boss, c'est travailler à la chaîne. Travailler à la chienne de vie, chienne de société. Frigo limité, Noël, t'es déjà surendetté.
Jusqu'au cou.
Pense au moins bien que toi, tu fais pénitence. Tu sais comme moi que comme consolation, c'est pas immense. On est tous du secteur tertiaire, des problèmes. Les terres, on te fait croire tu vends du lait, à côté on prend ta terre. Le bénef à ceux qui ont vraiment une maison dans la prairie. Y'a qu'après leur mort tu sais combien ils étaient pourris.
Ta, 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 ta.
Ma petite maison dans la cité.
Entre le bon et le mauvais.
Dame, dilam, dame.
Et bien du lait.
Ma petite maison dans la cité.
Ils ont payé en trimé.
Dame, dilam, dame.
Et bien du lait.
Charline Gatz, on vivait dans une petite maison. La nôtre avait une petite barrière en bois marron. Celle du voisin avait une petite barrière en bois marron. Le voisin du voisin avait du bois marron. On avait que deux chambres pour trois, c'était très ta vie. Mais bon, on avait un escalier en bois marron. Je préfère la révolte, courir libre comme un aigle marron. Mais c'était pas pour la génération de nos darons. Partir d'Artaron, prenez l'avion direction métropole, la France, Paris, Provençon. Quitte le pays, va chercher l'argent là où il se fructifie, c'est là qu'on dit bye bye Lille. Ma petite maison dans la cité.
Entre le bon et le mauvais.
Dame, dilam, dame.
Et bien du lest.
Ma petite maison dans la cité.
Ils ont payé en trimé.
Dame, dilam, dame.
Et bien du lest.
Ma petite maison dans la cité.
Entre le bon et le mauvais.
Dame, dilam, dame.
Et bien du lest.
Dam, dilam, dam, dilam, dam, 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 dam,